went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. You know, the fall is about to come our way.
Yes, Krista.
It's getting a little colder.
Yep.
And you want to make sure that you snuggle up with someone that's super hot.
That's so right, girl.
And that's why the dating world kind of sucks.
That's right.
All at the
same
right
time. That's right, too. Yeah.
You either can have a great match or you might not. And one person likes you and you thought they liked you back.
It's true.
But, that's the case here today with the Second Date Update. Mm-hmm. This morning, we have Jacob on the phone. Good morning, Jacob. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good. Thanks. How are you?
We're good.
We're good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So tell us, who'd you go on a date with?
Yeah.
Well, I met this great girl named Taylor, and we met at a Barnes & Noble. It was, we were just sitting there at the coffee shop and kept looking at each other, and I finally got the courage and asked her what she was reading, and I had a nice conversation, and then I took her out to Nam's Noodles and we had a great time. I thought it was like really complimentary the whole time, and she was wearing, some beautiful shoes, and and I don't know, I just asked her what kind of shoes she liked, and because I like shoes, and what size do you wear, and and then I think she really enjoyed the date. And then, at the end of the day, I even offered to give her a foot massage, but she said she had an early meeting. And
wow.
Yeah.
Where do we find more guys like you?
I was just thinking the same thing. That is like so romantic.
Yes. Plus the fact that he reads a book.
Let's give it up for that. First of all,
there's something very sexy about a guy who loves to read a book and be in a coffee shop, have a coffee, and then stare at you because he thinks you're hot and that your feet look good.
Right, and wants to get give you a foot massage. Who doesn't want a foot massage after a long day?
You know what?
That's what
Jacob,
I'm saying.
Another clap for you.
Jacob.
They don't come around like Jacob.
They don't.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So how did the date end then? Did you hug each other, kiss? What happened?
Yeah.
We had a hug and we just said goodnight. I was trying to be a gentleman. I didn't like going for, anything more than that.
Yeah.
And since then it's just been radio silence.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
So how long has it then been since you've seen Taylor or talked to her?
It's been about 10 days or so.
Seriously. Yeah. People be counting.
I know.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, people just count. They must like mark the calendar. One day.
Yeah, I know. I know, right? Yeah. That sucks. Like the old days, like staring at your phone.
Right.
Please call. All right, Jacob. So this is what we'll do. We'll play a song. And then when we come back, we will call Miss Taylor and see why she's not getting back to you. Sound good?
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Good.
Because believe me, a lot of ladies out in Madtown think you sound good, too.
Yeah.
And guys, too. Let's be honest.
That's true.
All right. It's happening next. Hopefully a second date between Jacob and Taylor right here with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. We're in the middle of a Second Date Update. Yeah. Now, we are lacking Mr. Jacob.
We are. Mm. You know what? Mm-hmm. He was in Barnes & Nobles.
Yeah.
Taylor was in Barnes & Nobles. They were looking at each other, and he took her to Nam's Noodles, which is a very good place, by the way.
I need to check that out.
Complimented her, offered to give her a foot massage at the end of the night. Girl, I don't understand why she's not calling him
back.
For
sure.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's super cute. Like, even just staring at each other in a bookstore.
Oh, my gosh.
It kind of reminds me of 16 Candles.
Yeah.
When Jake used to, like, stare at her gawking in class to Molly Ringwald.
I love it.
Now I'm aging myself.
So romantic.
But like you said, Mr. Jacob, she's not getting back to you. It's been 10 days, and you just sound phenomenal. So I want to figure out what's going on. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey.
Good luck, my man.
Good luck.
Hello.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Woo, what's up, Taylor?
Hi.
This is Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams giving you a call.
Yeah.
I know.
This
is so cool.
Girlfriend, listen. Not only are we fans of yours, but there's also a guy who you met at Barnes & Nobles about 10 days ago.
Yep.
Strikingly hot.
Uh-huh.
likes noodles.
He loves noodles.
And he licked your feet.
He sure did, girl. He wanted to give you a foot massage.
Oh, my gosh, girl. Do you remember Mr. Jacob?
How can I forget Mr. Jacob?
Mr. Jacob.
Exactly, girl. How could you forget?
Mr. Jacob.
I love it.
Yeah. Why haven't you gotten back to Jakey boy?
Well, Jacob, true enough, he was nice. I met him at Barnes & Noble. We had a nice conversation. He took me to Nam's Noodles. That was great.
Mm. Yeah.
And he did. He complimented me on my pedicure, which I thought, oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, he liked my shoes. That was kind of like, okay. And then, so he was nice and not trying to kiss me on the first day, but he wanted to massage my feet. Like, dude, slow down. You know, I went from
massaging the feet, though. That's nice, right? At the end of
Well, that's a big move, too, to touch someone else's feet.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, that's a big move.
Day.
Well, he really liked your feet.
You're right.
He didn't try to make out with your feet.
But he didn't just like them. He had an obsession with them. He's not like a person just saying, oh, that's cute shoes and nice toes.
Yeah.
Way to go, girl. He looked at my feet more than he looked at me.
Really?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
He was just imagining, you know, salivating on those toes of yours. Like, what I wouldn't do for a big toe in my mouth right now.
Exactly.
There are worse things, you guys.
Oh, my gosh, there is. So, listen, I think it's kind of sexy because, again, he likes to read. He seems very cultured, loves coffee, loving that.
Right.
Goes to great restaurants.
So he likes feet.
And he likes feet. Heck.
Big deal.
Girl, he probably going to get a pedicure with you.
He starts to ask me to do weird things with my feet. That can go too far.
Well, let's ask him.
Yeah, let's ask him.
Because Mr. Jakey boy has been on the phone the entire time.
Oh, he's been listening, girl.
Girl, you know you're on second date update.
Yeah, you know how this goes.
So, Jacob.
Hey, Taylor.
Yeah. Oh, see the
phone.
Hi, Taylor.
I love it.
Oh.
I love it.
Jake, do you miss her feet? I mean, really? Do you miss her feet more than her? Yeah, do you really miss her?
She's got beautiful feet.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I like feet, but it's not like I'm just attracted to her feet only. You know, I wouldn't be attracted to the feet if they weren't attached to her.
Sure. Oh,
you
know, so that's nice.
That's a very good point.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
So he likes your personality and all that.
Yeah, he likes you.
I just think it reveals a lot about a person. The way that their feet are kept, you know, it just says a lot about, like, who they are.
I've heard that.
Hers are particularly beautiful, and she had beautiful shoes. Like, she cares a lot about her appearance in that way and takes good care of herself. I would really like to give her a foot massage.
Can we play some sexy music?
I know.
You're like
waiting. I mean, I feel like I called a number.
Yes. Say hello, 50 Shades of Feet.
I was just like, can I sit here and listen all day?
We don't need 50 Shades of Grey. We need 50 Shades of Feet.
I know that.
Well, you know what? I think this just sounds very splendid together.
Sounds great.
Really. I mean, honestly. And that, you know.
Taylor,
he's detail oriented.
Yes.
Like, if he likes your feet, just go with it.
Right.
It can be fun.
Yeah.
I might have been a little too judgmental.
Yeah.
I agree.
Right.
Yeah. I think this is sounding good. Like, could there possibly be another date here?
Yeah.
I'll buy you some shoes.
Oh, my gosh.
Taylor, if you don't say yes, I'm going to, girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I hope you said yes.
I think she said
yes. I did say yes. I said yes.
Yay!
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen how excited he is.
Yes.
Well, heck, Trey and I are going to send you over to the Easttown Mall to go buy some shoes for each other.
That's
Isn't
right.
Isn't that a hot complimentary
that
date?
Is, we got
that's
it.
That's pretty much a perfect date for me.
That is.
Right. You're welcome.
Yes, you are welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.